every individual for sure has a desire. And he should have. He should have. And this is also our objective, our purpose. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become his beloved servants. And may Allah, and that Allah ta'ala starts to love us. And that Allah becomes pleased with us. And that we become his walis, we become the walis of Allah. And that we become his friend. So Allah becomes happy with us, Allah is pleased with us, and we are pleased with him. And this desire, with this purpose, the individual, the human being, he worships Allah, he does ibadat, he does mujahadat, he makes effort that somehow I need to attain Allah's special qurb, nearness, to this extent that any stage of life a person reaches, any stage of life a person reaches, and with this desire, with this purpose, an individual ibadat and do mujahadat, and he doesn't stop, despite whatever age or phase of life he reaches. And in reality, the situation is that as easy as it is, but it is also very difficult and a great thing, but Allah Ta'ala has made this task and purpose to achieve it very simple for a human being, very easy. And this is Allah's glory, this is Allah's grace, that Allah Ta'ala has, for attaining his qurb, for attaining his nearness and his love, Allah Ta'ala has not made this far for us to reach. We think it's far for us to reach and hard, but in reality it's not hard or far to attain Allah's qurb and his love. Between the human being and Allah, between the servant and Allah, there's just one veil. Remember this point. There's only one veil between the human being and Allah. One barrier, you could say. One obstacle. If that obstacle is to be removed, taken away, then all the darajat, the high ranks, immediately the human being will attain. Immediately. Immediately. And then Allah's karam, his grace, is beyond that as well. MashaAllah, something very useful I'm telling you. It's a great tip. I'm telling you a great tip. Remember this. Every man will be saved from Jahannam and will become a friend of Allah through this tip. Listen carefully and attentively what I'm saying. The words of the fakirs are very great. This is not a speech I'm giving to you. For this reason, we are gathered together. We are here for a maqsad, the purpose, which is the name of Allah. So Allah's name has so much barakah and blessings, the beautiful points Allah Ta'ala instills into the mind, into my thoughts. What was I saying? Yes, to become Allah's beloved, to become Allah's, to near to Allah, and so that the doors of Jahannam are shut and sealed, and so that the doors of paradise are opened. That's our purpose, isn't it? This journey is very easy. And there's only one veil between us and that objective, and we need to remove that. And that veil, that curtain or barrier, Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy for us to remove that veil, that barrier. Very simple, it's not difficult at all. Not at all. Allah Ta'ala has prepared and given us the resources for everything. Don't we get thirsty? We get extremely thirsty in the hot days, we get a lot, so Allah Ta'ala has prepared for water for us to quench the thirst. A person gets thirsty, Allah says, don't worry, I'll bring water for you and I'll give it to you. Person attains water. Yes, and the night comes out, darkness outside. Allah says, why are you upset, distressed? The night will come, then in the morning I'll let the sun come out, the light to come out, and the light will spread. You will have light. So when there's difficulties and issues, Allah says, why are you worried and distressed? Even if I give you a problem, but I'll give you the way out, I'll give you the solution, I'll give you tranquility. So both things, Allah gives sickness, extreme sickness, and Allah says, even if you're unhealthy and sick, don't worry, if I've given you sickness, on top of that, in parallel, I'll give you health as well. So everything Allah has prepared, and He gives to us. So the veil in between, the barrier, Allah says, why do you worry? Why are you concerned? Allah says, I have put an obstacle, there is a barrier between me and you. But if you want to remove that, you can remove it, and I will remove it for you, Allah says. I'll remove it for you. So what is that veil? What's that barrier? Let's think about it. What is that veil, that barrier between us and Allah that doesn't allow us to get near to Allah? We pray salah, still that barrier is between us. We do ibadat, still that barrier is there in front of us, stood in front of us. The barrier doesn't get removed. The curtain's still there. The veil. Don't we want to remove it? Draw it aside. That Allah says, the way will be removed the way I tell you. For example, there's a lock on the door and you keep on putting the key in. I'm turning the key. And you have 10 keys. Allah says, what's the problem? You're putting the wrong key in. The door doesn't open. He says, set back. Let me open the door. And then that, he puts one key in, which opens that lock specifically, and he opens the door. So it's our fault that we are utilizing the wrong key. The door will not open. that the key that Allah Ta'ala has given for that lock, put that key in. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So you can't open every lock with every key that through salah you can solve everything or through everything. No, Allah Ta'ala says for everything I've created a solution. With that solution you can unlock that door. So the veil, the barrier, Allah Ta'ala says that's why we're trying hard. And we're putting the key in and turning it and we're putting oil in it and lubrication and the sweat and toil and it's not opening. Allah says, what are you doing? Step back. Straight, small key takes out, puts it in, turns it nicely and smoothly and the door opens. That's our fault. That with the wrong method, we try hard, we're making sujood, trying to get close to Allah, fasting, hajj and umrah, this and that and that. But the veil between us and Allah is not removing. Today inshallah we'll remove the veil. Today inshallah we'll remove the veil. Okay, so this is, we'll learn how to remove this barrier between us and Allah. So let's first see and identify what is this barrier, obstacle that doesn't allow us to get close to Allah. Yes, and it's a very dangerous situation. Yes, that veil is dangerous, that barrier is dangerous. It's a powerful barrier, but it is weak in reality. It looks strong, but it's weak. What is that barrier? It is the barrier of sins. Disobedience. The veil of disobedience, the veil of sins, the curtain of sins. And this curtain, this veil, this obstacle between us and Allah, for that reason we cannot get close to Allah. If we do not put the key in there to remove this veil, this barrier, and unlock it, and sin that shaitan has been given the open permission, he has his workers, shaitan, nafs every second, he promotes an individual to commit a sin, through the hands, through the mouth and tongue, through the eyes, he makes a sin. If not any of these, then he makes a sin in the heart. You look at someone, you get angry with him inside your heart, you're abusing him. In other words, so many doors for sin are open for the human being, that all night long he prays tahajjud, and then he moves his tongue, does backbiting, all his tahajjud wiped away. Wasted. Many hadith for this. That's why the veil is not removed between us and Allah. How can we remove this veil? Prayed tahajjud, did ibadat, kept the voluntary fast, nafal fast. And when it came to iftar time, backbited against somebody. Spoke negatively about somebody. Yeah, we say, what's backbite? Oh, he's a bad man. Oh, he's a dirty man. We say, even that, just to say that, is such a significant statement. It becomes such a big sin that shaitan, he says to us in society today, that's not a sin. You've done a good action and you had a lengthy fast and you recited Quran, you worshipped Allah. And he doesn't know, the individual, that this sin, backbiting, such wretchedness and curse in this sin of backbiting, it doesn't just wipe away, it doesn't just earn him sins, rather all the thawab he's accrued is wasted. And that person, he thinks he's his enemy, he goes to that person. This is the hadith. Yes, a person will commit sins with his eyes. And today sin is so common. Look at the young people, the older people, they're in their room, there's TV, they're looking at the news, they're looking at scenes, and they're looking at... But things are happening. Things are happening. All night long, they sit there and do ibadah all night long, worship in the masjid, morning to evening, goes in the evening, sees the environment is negative, and everyone's there. All the worship that was there has gone down the drain. So otherwise, one salah is so powerful, subhanallah. In salah, one action of salah, Allah Ta'ala has promised that sajda, prostrate to me and come close to me. Tell me. That's enough. But the reason is this, that this veil bit of the sin, we don't put the key in there to unlock it. There'll definitely be sins because shaitan, he's doing his work. It's not that we'll be safe from sins. No. We cannot be safe from the sins. 100%. No, sins will be committed. We are human being, fitratan, naturally, there's desire, there's the forces behind us, and we say we want sin. No, incorrect. So Allah Ta'ala has given a beautiful point with regards to this. Suddenly the veil is removed. I will tell you the tartib, the methodology. You should implement this method, inshallah. Yes, simple method. Yes, the small verse, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned a great thing. Allah says, Inni lakafarun liman taba. Allah says a small verse, short. Allah says, the condition I'm telling you, Allah says, that Allah Ta'ala says that I know how I will forgive the sins of my servants. Just do one action though, my servant. Do one action. Allah says that there's one condition, there'll be ghafar at that time when you implement an action. At least you should say this, Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me, Allah you are the forgiving. That all the sins, the biggest key, the greatest key to unlock the veil of sins, to remove that veil of sins is what? Tawbah. Tawbah. Repentance, istighfar, seeking forgiveness, requesting forgiveness. Wherever a person, whenever a person does istighfar, doesn't matter how big a sin he's committed, it becomes like air and it evaporates, vanishes. That's how much power Allah has put into istighfar. Istighfar. You work hard, shaitan will work hard to make you do wrong, but if you do istighfar and do tawbah and repent, alhamdulillah, immediately that sin, the action evaporates, disappears. And shaitan, his biggest action is that after sinning, he makes a person lose hope and he doesn't allow him to do tawbah. He doesn't want that person to do tawbah from his tongue. Rather, he takes him to the opposite. Oh, is this a sin? This is not a sin. I've done big ibadah. I'm a worshipper. This is not a sin. Allah will forgive this. Allah is ghafur rahim. So he doesn't even let us move the key towards the lock. I will tell you the method, very simple method to get the solution. First and foremost, accept, whether you're Qutb, Ghawth, Abdal, or Peer, Hazrat, Sheikh, whatever you are, accept you will commit the sins. You will commit the sins. Yes, and the pious predecessors have told us a beautiful method that at the night time when you go and retire to your bed, don't be ghafil at that time. Don't be lazy. Because at the night time when you go to retire for sleeping, remember, listen carefully, that's when you get the solution. All day long you committed sins, bad actions. You did ibadat, worship, good, bad, whatever you did. But in the night is when we can get success. When you go to your bed, to your mattress, quietly take 2 minutes only. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Even if you don't have wudu, have you go, if Allah sends you with wudu to bed, very good. But go to bed, to your mattress and do an action. Allah Ta'ala, I'm present here. I present myself to you. I'm going to sleep, which is the minor death. And all the sins that I committed during the day, Allah, I do tawbah for those sins. I repent for those sins. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah, whatever I did, committed lazy, negligence, unconsciously, knowingly, not knowingly. I'm an insan, I've done that. But now, Allah, that I want to balance out my sheet, account sheet. Because inni la ghaffarun. Because you are forgiven. Liman taba. Allah, I'm doing tawbah. I present myself to you. And I repent. And with your power, Allah, with your permission, that in the morning, again, I will try hardest not to commit this. Say this as well at the same time. Don't be afraid, oh, I'm going to sin again. Say, Allah, I won't commit the sins again. But today, I want to balance out my sheet, that tomorrow, inshallah, you'll give me the day. I'll try my best. But my previous sins, Allah, they've come to you. Please forgive them, Allah. Forgive my sins up till now. For today, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So here, listen to the hadith, the how forgiveness is attained. Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu, he narrated this hadith. Hassan radiyallahu anhu narrated this unique hadith. The two angels, one is on the right, one's on the left. Two angels. The right angel on the right, he's Hakim. He is sort of, he overpowers the one on the left. He's the Amir. He's in charge. Yeah, he's listen here, everything what I'm saying. The angel on the right, he's there. And the one on the left, he's under him. Yeah, he goes with him. So what happens now? I commit a sin. If I commit a sin, then who records that sin? The angel on the left. But whose hukum goes? Whose order goes? The angel on the right. So after sinning, then he looks towards him. Shall I continue? Shall I write? Shall I record? He says, no. He says, wait. The angel on the right says, wait. The Amir says, how much? How much? He says, you need to wait until he doesn't commit 5 sins. You can't record this. Give him a chance. Give him an opportunity. The angel on the right says, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So may Allah forgive. This is, for example, you don't talawat, dhikr, you sat with good people, good company. It takes a long time sometimes that to commit 5 sins. If you're in good company, not immediately. Okay, fair enough. So 5 sins, he says you have to wait. Allah's rahmah, mashallah, is there as well, isn't it? Allah's mercy, Allah's power. So he waits, that angel on the left, I'll wait until 5 sins are committed. And then I'll record them together, all 5. He says, okay, fine, I'll wait. So he's waiting, 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 waiting. A person like me, sinful, and he commits 5 sins. Just like he says, what now? Angel on the right, what's your order now? He says, wait now. The 5th has been committed, he said though, the sin. He said, write about wait. You can write about wait. He said, okay. Now what is the situation? That person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at least he will enable him to do 1 good action. What's a good action? At least from his mouth he will say Allah. At least from his mouth say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes, if you get pain, you say, Allah, Allah has even come out. And the gap between the heavens and the earth is full of goodness and good deeds. Because remember, Allah Ta'ala has given us His name. Extremely great asset Allah has given to us. Even if you're lazy and negligent and unknowingly, even without intention, if you say Allah, then it's filled your scale of deeds, the name of Allah. So powerful. And with a niyyah, if you sit down focused and recite Allah's name purposely, then that is something massive, massive. Allah's prepared such a solution. If you get, say somebody nudges you, or you bump into something, Allah, you have no niyyah. Sometime when you sit down, or you're sitting in the car, Allah, you just sit down, just by the way, you say Allah. Automatically comes out of your mouth, isn't it? Maybe unknowingly. Or if dhakir, if you said to another dhakir, then always subhanallah, mashallah will come. Due to, and then that is your kismet, your destiny. So if he says Allah, that person, one good deed. So the angel says on the right weight. He said, I've been told, the Amir says, the Amir angel says, that when an individual commits a good deed, then good 10 good deeds are written to that. So now you wait, let me first complete my action. The angel on the right says, say subhanallah. So how many? Subhanallah. Inni laghaffarun. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, haq, truth, valid. Allah says, you don't know how much I'm ghaffar on top of you, how much raham, mercy, opportunities. I want you every second to become my mahbub, Allah Ta'ala says. Every second. Why do you go far from me, Allah says? Why do you seek me here, that you have to go Kaaba? Allah says, I'm so close to you. You don't need to travel. Though, subhanAllah, I was traveling far and wide. And I looked and suddenly I understood that he was in my heart. Subhanallah, he was inside my heart. And I was seeking him far and wide, traveling physically. Subhanallah. What a great share and verse, that I was traveling far and wide with my goods, but then I suddenly realized that he was in my heart. Allah Ta'ala is in the heart of the human being, the servant. Allah is in every vein. Allah Ta'ala says that, why are you running around in the dunya looking for me? You won't find him in the masjid here and there. Look inside you, in your heart, Allah, you will find him there. In your heart. When you go to bed, you remember Allah there. Yes, but we don't know how to attain his nearness. We run around, look for him, okay, purchase a ticket, a flight. And even there we don't attain nothing, because we are going to find Allah in our hearts. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, and then all we get from there is the water and the dates, but we don't bring Allah back with us. Even from there, we bring zamzam water and dates, and then we distribute that to people, and we just keep a little bit at home. Why do we distribute? So that people can realize the haji sahabs come back. That's what we distribute. Yes, forcefully. Oh, don't you want to come to my house to drink the water, to have the dates? Oh, yeah, we'll come. Definitely, we'll come. Yes, we can distribute. So the people say to me, Haji Saab, Umrah Saab, with their name, and recognize me as a pilgrim. So my brothers, that's why Allah says, you can find me in your heart. So Allah says, wait. The angel says on the right, wait. I've been given hukam that he's done one good deed. I will record 10. Rule 10. So 10 good deeds will be written in his app. Yes, how many sins? He says 5, one on the left. So he says 10 minus 5 equals 5. So he's still got 5 good ones. End of story, cancel. So the 10 good deeds minus 5 sins, how many left? 5 good deeds. He said, okay, 5 good pure deeds he's got to his name in his record book. So Allah is Rabb, and this is his system. Then what does Shaitan do? The hadith says that he shrieks out, he screams, he bangs his fist. Allah, what justice is this? That I tried my hardest, and all my workers are surrounding him. He's committing sins. Within a second, you make the sins disappear, and you increase his good deeds. He complains to Allah. So when you're thirsty, Allah says, I've created the water to quench the thirst. So one thing we need to do, one definite action we need to do, subhanAllah. Hazrat, Mulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Hakim Al-Ummat, he recorded an event. Now, mashallah, is very beneficial when you go to the Wali Allah, to the pious elders. It's a very beneficial action. That sometimes you go there, shake their hand, sit there 5 minutes. He won't eat you. He won't swallow you, the Wali Allah. That Allah's rahmah is what you will bring back with you. Allah's rahmah is what you'll bring back with you. He won't give you pain, distress. Just go there, sit down, say salam, you'll do dua. You just sit there, do a ziyarah, and you won't leave empty-handed, even if you just do a ziyarah. Because Allah Ta'ala has prepared the wali Allah for the human being. Just Allah has prepared the resources for tawbah, Allah has prepared for his walis of Allah to be physically present. Hazrat Ashraf Ali Thanvi said that there was an individual. Hazrat Hakim Al-Ummat Sahib Rahmatullah said there was an individual, and he used to travel and meet a wali Allah, and one day he forgot his pen. He left his pen at the company of the Wali Allah. So his son, you know, some children, they have a shaitani effects, they have bad habits, and he was sinful, he wouldn't come onto the right path. And the individual said, I'm not going to go. He said to his son, I forgot my pen at Hazrat Sahib's place. It was a pen or a tasbih or something. Go and bring that back. His son said, I'm not going there. Yeah, was every always a person like that? He's scared. Hazrat Sahib's going to grab me. He's going to be in a seer. Good advice. Way, mama, keep the bear, do this. No, I'm not going there. I'm not going to the... I'm not going to dhikr. Those people who can bring their kids, they don't even bring their kids. And then they cry, give me taweez, give me amulet. Obviously, there's an effect. And in this world, if you're bringing up your children and you keep them far from the wali wala, you don't give them nasiha, you don't do anything at all. At least bring your children to the majlis. At least you don't even have this courage, determination. At least tell them to come and sit down, be a bit strict with them, push them, no, I don't feel like them, my child doesn't feel like coming, he minds when I tell him, when I push him, I can't force my children to do good. We don't even dare to advise them. Allah's rahmah and mercy in this kufristan, Allah Ta'ala, He has lit the candle, the light of guidance. And then we'll cry tomorrow that when he runs off any person, a woman, then we cry. Or give water from the young age, bring them and sit them with you and show them the noor will go into their hearts. The noor, the light, and will go through the generations of their families. When they sit in the group, and there's one means the sohbate sheikh, the company of the teacher, that you don't need to work hard, but most of all effect it takes is the sohbat of the sheikh. There are no speeches there, no lectures there. Allah Ta'ala has made speeches there. They open the hadith and tafsir of Bukhari, Sahih Bukhari, and this and that. Nasiha, nothing at all. Allah Ta'ala has made a system that the light from his heart is transferred to the heart of the individual who's seen there. That's the effect of the gathering of the wali Allah. You bring your children there. So that wali Allah, he didn't have a habit. His sheikh, the person sheikh where he left, he forgot his stuff. He didn't have a habit, the sheikh, to speak lengthy things. He stay quiet normally. So the child, the son, when then he was scared and it was order of his father, go there. He said, Hazrat, I've come, my father. He said, who are you? And he didn't speak much anyway. That was his, mashallah, he was always immersed in thinking. If he saw somebody with love, he did. Everyone has a different style. Every wali Allah has a different manner, method. Somebody has love, intelligence, and everyone has their own style. It's not this, that the walis of Allah, they're all the same. Everyone has their style, their method, their mannerism, their effect. I think it was Sheikh Zamin, rahmatullahi, there was Haji Sahib Zamin, another Sheikh. All three used to sit in one place in Hindustan, in India. And all three were different. Their style was different. So Hazrat Zamin, that his style was this, that he was, and he used to smile and speak jokingly, and he'd speak and jokingly speak. Great sheikh, high status he had, written about him. Three great sheikhs used to sit in one place, they used to abide in one area. So everybody has a style, different teachers, different manners, and he used to speak smiling, jokingly. Someone is serious, someone's firm, someone's strict, someone looks with love and affection, someone jokes. But remember, every word of a wali of Allah has a meaning. There's a background to it. There's an objective to it. So his habit was silence. He said to the child, what's the issue you've come? He said, my father, my respected father, he's forgotten something. He told me to bring it. He said, son, what do you do? He said, I do this in the world. He said, at least do one thing. He said, gee. He said, when you go to sleep, do one action that from today, promise that three times recite astaghfar. He said to him, that's it. He said that to him and it penetrated the heart. That's it. It's the timing. It's all about timing. I tell you the truth. Don't think my son is dirty, sinful, he's a druggy, smokes cannabis and alcohol he drinks. No. If Allah Ta'ala wants to correct somebody, the words of the wali of Allah, there is a tenderness, softness. You don't know what word will penetrate the heart of the child and he'll become a good human being. We're all sat here and we're all naked here in this environment. And all of us will have explained this, that one word would have affected us and been useful. Not that lengthy speeches and lectures, no. There's just one hint the human being is given and it transforms his life. And all the previous wrongs go. He comes to me for another reason and the other color overtakes him. Mostly here, I see these people like this, alhamdulillah, most of the people around it, that he came to meet for another purpose and then mashallah, the color, the effect took place. So people at home said, you went to do something else. What's happened to you? You've come back different. You were sent for another objective. So that's the same what happened to that child. And that affected him. And according to him at the night, three times he sat down and said, astaghfar. Such a great maqam that child attained. His son, his father was shocked. He was shocked at the transformation because the veil was removed. The veil and the right key was given by the wali Allah. The right key was given that time when you go to bed, don't think I've done this much ibadah, worship, tasbih, read this much Quran. Forget all of this. Forget all of this. Forget this. That is Allah's fadl, whether he will accept it or not. These are all things that you have done according to. Just say Allah spent my time in a good manner. But you will attain through that action which Allah will make useful. And that is tawbah. Tawbah. Yes, whoever's thought that my deeds are accepted. Shaitan is shaitan. He'll say, you are a worshipper, you're pious, you've recited 15 juz today, you've done tafsir, you've done this today, this much dhikr today, this and that you've done, you're a worshipper. And then what do we do eventually? Astaghfar, I don't need to do astaghfar. What difference does it make? I've done so much. Allahu Akbar, I'm telling you this now. I swear by Allah. Subhanallah. Success will come from that one astaghfar, and nothing else will be accepted otherwise. Nothing. That a person, we are all wrapped up in our sins. They'll be thrown in our faces. All the ibadat we've done. Whatever actions you've done. Ramadan actions after Ramadan, before Ramadan, away from Ramadan. Whatever you've done, never consider and think I'm successful. Think one thing. Astaghfar Allah, may my astaghfar be accepted. That's it. So after going to bed, before going to bed, three times he recited astaghfar. He did that. Inni laghaffarun liman taba. And about this is stated that Allah's promise and Rasulullah has given the good news, the announcement. Whichever individual sits down in Allah's presence, does tawbah, repents, he is such that he isn't, as if he hasn't committed any sins at all. The whole day we committed the sins, we did wrong, spoke rubbish, purposely, not purposely, unknowingly. When we do tawbah, at the end of the day, istighfar, it's like we haven't committed any sins at all. They've vanished, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, when we do this, Allah says, all your salah will become nur, your Quran will become nur, your tasbihat will become nur, and the angels will run to you, attach to you, and the doors of Jannah will open. The doors will open, the veil will be removed, it will disappear. Believe what I am saying. With this method, when you go to sleep, then subhanAllah, you can imagine that you will start to see brilliant dreams. You will become the wali Allah, you will become the friend of Allah, mahbub of Allah. Because that door has opened and the veil has been removed. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. I was going far and wide looking, seeking. Why are you running around? Put the right key in the lock. Alhamdulillah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the message? Has it affected your heart? Does he understand? Do you understand in your heart? Yes, when the servant does tawbah, repents, the veil is removed. Suddenly he becomes the beloved servant of Allah. Make this your habit. Make this your habit. Before sleeping, don't be lazy. Don't be ignorant. Don't remember anything else. Just sit down three times in Allah's presence. Say astaghfar. Any astaghfar you can recite. Any verse of astaghfar. Allah, forgive me. I've committed the sins. Allah, tomorrow I don't want to live the life like this. Allah, it's your choice. Allah, Allah, whether you accept or not. But Allah, I won't commit the sins. Even if you commit the sin again tomorrow. Even if you do so, brothers. Sins, Allah has given us the solution. A big power. A solution to the sins. Takabbur, riya, pride, envy, all of the sins we commit. If we do the right, put the right key in the lock, then all our sins will be removed and ibadat will be accepted and the veil will be removed. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is our purpose. This is what we need to definitely do. The rest, if Allah gives us tawfiq, dhikr, adhkar, Quran, namaz, etc., keep that going, no problem. But the night time, this amal of the night, action night, 100% for sure, grab hold of this action and from today start this. And inshallah, this will be a very valuable amal and solution I'm prescribing to you. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Rushdie.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina mursaleen. Shabri al-Muslimin. Tahu al-Yaseen. Habib al-Ameen. Ya Allah, tu humare guna hukum maafirmane. Ya Allah, tu humare sagheera guna hukum maafirmane. Kabira guna hukum maafirmane. Danishta guna hukum maafirmane. Ya Allah, ya Allah. Danishta gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, be khabri mein kiye gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ghaflat mein kiye gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, tu humse razi ho ja. Ya Allah, tu humse razi ho ja. Ya Allah, tu hamari nekiyon ko zyada kar de. Ya Allah, hamare tamam amalon ko zyada kar de. Ya Allah, apne qurb ko badha de. Ae mere maula, nek amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Ya Allah, jo kuch bhi aaj pure din mein ibadat kiye qabool farma de. Ya Allah, hamare sare gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, zikr o fikr ki taufeeq naseeb farma de. Ya Allah, hamare maa baap ki bakhshish farma de. Ya Allah, hamare maa baap ki bakhshish farma de. Ya Allah, puri ummat ki bakhshish farma de. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khair khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.